I guess just talk about, first of all, Whitney Frazier and 25 points in the second half after having zero. And you just said, I mean, that was the player that you saw play at El Dorado last year.
Well, that's the bounciness, the aggressiveness that I've seen for a long time watching her play AAU basketball. But, you know, it takes some people a little longer than others to feel good about themselves. But, you know, the second half, I asked her to wake up for us. You know, you got to score. You got to defend. You have to be aggressive yet productive. And when you do those things, scoring from every angle, under the rim, offensive putbacks. She even had some stop and pops. You know, she had quite a few things that made her very difficult to defend. She was the difference for us in that second half.
Well, and you know, she hits the go-ahead shot with less than a minute left, and then she makes the biggest defensive play of the game when she steps in front of the pass and takes it the length of the court.
Well, when you're listening and you tell players to stay right there, clog everything up, you know, and she just reacted to the ball, just reacted quickly and got her hands on it and went to score. You know, she wasn't afraid to take it all the way and go score, you know, and you'll tend to overlook what I think probably was one of the biggest shots there was in the game, period. With us being down 3, 60-57, Langston's in the game. She knocked down 3 times a game. That was a big 3 to really stop their momentum. The crowd was getting in and getting them involved. They were feeling good about themselves. And that was a great shot by Savannah to come off that bench and knock that down for us to kind of slow their momentum down. Did they get their momentum going again? Yes, but that's what Frazier really felt good about herself and shut things down.
You know, you look, they scored, I mean, they shot 52% from the floor, but into the first half, you outscore them 9-0. At the end of the game, you outscore them 16-4. That's 25-4 at the end of both halves.
Well, we can live with that, but we cannot live with our defensive effort. People are turning the corner, getting to the rim on us, and we're not helping. It's the oddest thing that I've seen, and it's something we work on every single day. We get so occupied with our own person, and they have to understand when that game starts, yes, your name is connected to that one player, but you're guarding everybody. You know, you might be switched off on everybody, or somebody might drive to the bucket and you must help, and they will help you, help the helper. And until we get that down, and until we start to understand the scouting report and other people's tendencies and what they do best, we must take them away from that. You know, we can't allow people to shoot 64%, you know, for a half, or finish with 52%. That's too good. You know, so we must get defensive stop, offensive runs.
Kiara didn't play today. Angie Felton got the start, played all 40 minutes, had to play point when JB was out in the first half. I thought she played really, didn't necessarily her best shooting game, but she had a huge 3 when we were down 6 with about 3 minutes left, and I thought really ran the show well.
Absolutely. She's just really special. Go get a coach. She's really special. 40 minutes for me tonight, and she can conduct the offense, give Jasmine an opportunity to rest, can shoot the ball for us, and she can also find the open man. We were trying to tell her to keep shooting. You're a shooter. It's going to fall. You just have to remain confident. Sure enough, she kept shooting, and it fell for her.
And then I thought Brittany Hardy came off the bench and really gave you some great minutes and scored for you.
You're naming all the people that I believe were truly key components to our win tonight. Talked with Brittany yesterday, had a long conversation with her, and was telling her how important she is to the success of this team and what she must do in order for us to be successful. First of all, you got to defend. Second, you can go score. You can score with the best of them. And she did that for us, and it's key that she continue to do it, continue to get into practice to get better and bring that into games.
This starts the second half of the conference season. How big of a win is this?
This is a big win for us on the road. This is a very good basketball team. They have weapons from every area. And it was big for us to come out here and get this win, to feel good about ourselves, and to start out well in our Columbia Blue.